The Holy Gospel according to John, the 14th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house, there are many dwelling places. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and I will take you to myself, so that where I am, there you may be also. And you know the way to the place where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you're going. How can we know the way? And Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Let us pray. Precious loving God, you have gathered us here today on this Sunday that we acknowledge in our Christian tradition of Trinity Sunday. It's a day, Lord, when we remember how you spoke with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and we knew you as Father. It is a day that we remember that you came here on earth in the form of humanity, and we knew you as Son. And God, it's the day that we remember that you came as the Advocate, the Holy Spirit. And so we thank you, God, for the many ways that you show up and you meet us. We ask you, Lord, as we gather here on this day, that you would meet us at the point of our needs, that you will allow the scriptures that we heard in our hearing to resonate and rest in our hearts that you have prepared, O Lord. And may the words that come from my mouth be a reflection of what it is that you desire for your people to hear today. And may we meditate on them. And may our meditation be pleasing in your sight, for you are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. We all have certain moments in time when we can recall with clarity exactly what we were doing at that particular moment. The event is so connected and rooted in our psyche that we can recall smells, how we felt, and sometimes even what we were wearing. For some, it may include a personal moment, such as the birth of a child, the loss of a loved one, a phone call describing a joyous moment, or the sharing of a tragedy. Sometimes those memories are of national events, such as the deaths of John Kennedy, Martin Luther King Jr., the 9 parishioners in South Carolina killed during Bible study, known now as Emmanuel 9. It may be the many news that we hear of the fallen soldiers, or maybe it might be 9/11. What thoughts flashed in your mind? Where did you go? As I was preparing for this week's sermon, I couldn't help remembering where we were a year ago. The tragic deaths of Kobe Bryant, his daughter Gianna, and the 7 others in the helicopter had been overshadowed by the COVID pandemic. Our churches still did not have in-person worship, and we were lamenting the fact that we were not able to gather for Easter. We had begun the discussion about reopening and the need for creating plans to do so safely. And on Trinity Sunday, we listened to 2 sermons, one given by Bishop Elizabeth Eaton and the other by Reverend Dr. Otis Moss III. We listened to 2 sermons because they framed our world, our sacred calendar of Trinity Sunday, and in response to a most horrific secular event. As a nation, we had just witnessed the tragic death of a human being who lay struggling to breathe because of the knee that was on his neck. We, as a nation and the world, saw George Floyd take his last breath. The atmosphere in our nation was tense. Protests and riots were part of our streets and our everyday occurrence. We as a nation, it seemed, was crippled by the violence erupting all around us. And Dr. Moss's sermon titled, When Is Someday, seemed to appropriately narrate the feelings of many of us. When is this madness going to stop? The senseless deaths by the deadly disease of COVID and the violence of racism. In the Gospel of John today, we hear the words, do not let your hearts be troubled. Instructions given by Jesus to his disciples as he prepared them for his soon coming departure, his own death. His words were filled with promise and assurance of how they would be able to continue living without Jesus being physically present. Though the disciples did not yet fully understand what Jesus was telling them, Jesus was helping to soften the pain, the confusion, and the uncertainty that they would eventually feel when they would witness his death, his resurrection, and his eventual ascension. Do not let your hearts be troubled, Jesus said. Trust in me. Trust that when I leave you, it will not be permanent. I'm going to make a place for you so that we can be together forever. This passage is a familiar passage, often used at funerals to reassure loved ones as they mourn, or at times shared with the person who knows their health is failing and their time here on this earth is short. It is read to remind them, remind us, that the Messiah, the one true God, who makes God's self known as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, will not forsake us. Even as Jesus tried to prepare them, the disciples remained confused. They did not have any clarity about where Jesus was going and so failed to understand the importance of what he was saying to them in the moment. I am the way, the true path. Trust in me, believe in me, and I will not steer you wrong. Sometimes when we see what's happening on the news and what's happening around us, we too may remain confused. But Psalm 1 provides us instructions on how to take two paths. The psalmist writes, happy are those who do not follow the advice of the wicked, or take the path that sinners tread, or sits in the seat of the scoffers. The New International Version, NIV, translates it this way. Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stands in the way of sinners, or sits in the seat of mockers. Both translations point to the importance of traveling the path that is directed by God, that belongs to God. We are steered away from the path that rebels against God. In following the path watched over and directed by God, we will be like trees planted by water, trees that receive their daily nourishment from the true source, the living water, Jesus the way. How do we find our way on this path? The psalmist says, when we delight in the law of the Lord and meditate on his law day and night. When we delight in the law of the Lord and meditate on his law day and night. Law here is meant to reflect teaching and instructions given to us by God as guidance, not as mindless compliance. Martin Luther describes it this way. It's twofold. The first, it's instructions on how to live in this world. And second, a reminder of our imperfections and need to seek God's forgiveness. We develop understanding of God's instructions when we meditate. Meditate is accepting the invitation and permission from God to pause and to notice God in all that we do. Permission and invitation from God to pause and notice God in all that we do. When we see God in the totality of who God is, Creator, Redeemer, Advocate, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, it is seeing God in creation. It is seeing God in our relationships, and it's seeing God in the things we cannot control. It is me trusting that I can let go of the pain, the anguish, and turmoil that I experienced a year ago watching the body of George Floyd, another Black body, being extinguished with no apparent regard for the sanctity of his life as a child of God created in God's image. It is me trusting that each time my son leaves my home, I do not have to live in the fear that he will be seen just as another Black expendable body, but others will notice what I see, the little boy, my man child, in this grown adult body. They will see the essence of the triune God image from which he was made. It is us trusting and believing that the same instructions Jesus gave his disciples as he cared for them is also the same for us today. That Jesus, the way, desires to be in relationship with us, invites us to abide in him and be with him always. It is believing the promise that even now we can know the triune God's presence in our lives. We can learn to see the triune God in each other. Yes, the eternal room will be ready someday. But in the meantime, the current room that Jesus is preparing and seeking to invite us to is our heart. The place where the Holy Spirit, the Advocate, abides and guides us, encourages us, invites us to pause and see God. Now in creation, in speaking up for justice for all, so we may all flourish in and through Christ. It is us remembering that when we come to the table that we have all been invited to, that we participate in every time we gather this every week, that table is the reminder of Jesus' presence with us and Jesus that we take with us. And so as we remember this, the invitation to participate and notice God is ours. Amen.